Channeling, achieving a relaxed state. Find a comfortable sitting position. Close your eyes and begin breathing calmly and slowly. Connect breath into your upper chest. Let all your concern go. Imagine them vanishing. Every time a thought comes up, imagine it on a blackboard. Then effortlessly erase it. Or imagine putting each thought into a bubble that floats away. Relax your body, feel yourself growing serene, calm, and tranquil. In your imagination, travel through your body, relaxing each part. Mentally relax your feet, legs, thighs, stomach, chest, arms, hands, shoulders, neck, head, and face. Let your jaw be slightly open and relax the muscles around your eyes. If you choose, imagine a bubble of white light around you. Imagine its size, shape, and brightness. Play with making it larger and smaller until it feels just right. When you feel calm and relaxed and ready to turn and return, bring your attention slowly back into the room. Savor and enjoy your state of calm and peace. Journaling, holding a focus and concentration. When you feel relaxed, pick one positive quality you would like to bring into your life. It might be something such as love, compassion, joy, or peace. As you think of that quality, imagine how many ways you could experience it in your life. How would your feeling that way change your life? What would you do differently if you had more of that quality? How would having it change your relationship to other people? Hold the image and thoughts clearly in your mind for as long as you can. Try this for at least 5 minutes. Watch the intruding thoughts that come up about related topics. If they are important, then you need to remember them. Write them down so you can let them go from your mind. At other times, repeat the exercise focusing on an object such as flower, crystal, or any object you feel an affinity to. This observe the object, nothing its color, size, and details for at least 5 minutes without intruding thoughts. You might also try imagine a great being, a master, sitting in front of you. Imagine you are looking into the eyes of the master and aligning with his or her incredible presence of love and peace. See if you can hold this connection for at least 5 minutes. If your thoughts wander, just let them come back to focus. You are halting. Do not worry if your thoughts wander. This is normal. The most important aspect of this is how quickly you catch that you have lost the focus and then how easily you regain it. Channeling, attuning with life force energy. Prepare with 2 crystals, 2 flowers or plants. Find a comfortable position, relax your body, quiet your thoughts and calm your emotions. Let yourself have at least 2 or 3 minutes to relax. Imagine calling off all your energy back to yourself from everywhere in the universe. You might have scattered it. Imagine imagine letting go of anyone else's energy that you have taken on and sending it upward. Take one of the crystal or jewelry in your right hand. Send out your welcome to the crystal. Feel its perfect pattern. Imagine that each crystal has a special type of energy that can amplify something good for you. Sense the energy in this crystal, even if it feels like you are making it up. Mentally ask the crystal about its purpose. Explore if you can put words to what you are sensing. Give the crystals at least 2 or 3 minutes of your attention. Put a crystal down and pick up the other crystal. Do the same thing with this crystal and notice any difference you sense between the crystal. It may feel as if the energy is coming from your imagination. That is what it should be. Notice that you can sense energy at this subtle level. Put the crystal away and pick up one of the flowers and touch one of the plants. Create this flower or plant and get to know it. Notice how you are able to feel its aliveness. Its energy. Spend at least 2 or 3 minutes sensing and greeting it. Put it down and pick up the other flower or touch the other plant. Greet this flower plant and get to know it. Notice how you are able to feel its aliveness, its energy. Notice the difference in energy between the two flowers or plants. Come fully back, stretch your body and open your eyes. As you recall your insights, fill yourself with the conviction that you are able to sense the subtle energies of other life forms. Recall as many of the quality and differences in the life force of the crystal and flower as you can. Journaling. Posture and position. Close your eyes and relax your body. Calm your emotions and quiet your mind. Spend at least 2 or 3 minutes relaxing and quieting your thoughts. Call any energy you have scattered out in the universe back to yourself. Imagine that you are going to take a journey up to the higher realms of light and love. Adjust your energy so that you begin to feel yourself lifting into a higher, more spiritual space. Use whatever image help you evoke the special feelings. Imagine a moment under the stars. Remember the feeling of free awareness you have in a church or temple. Connect with whatever takes you into a higher space and allows you to feel more at one with the innermost part of your being. You may want to adjust your position, experiment with slight movement of your face, shoulders. Discover which position allow you to feel more expansive and think in higher ways. Take a deep breath into your upper chest. Take a deep breath into your upper chest. Notice how your posture shifts and how your head comes into a different position. Let your head feel as though it is floating. You can tilt it slightly forward or back, right or left. Play with the angle of your head. Let your thoughts slow down. Let your stomach relax. some of the smallest movement in posture or position produce large changes in how you feel. Experience your inner sense. Listen through all of your senses. Notice that some of your internal chatter and busyness is going away. Notice also that you are more aware of your surroundings, of the room, sound, smell, and energy. Let that awareness boost your higher. Notice your breath. Let your hands and your wrists relax. You may even tingle a bit, grow warmer as you begin to open the channel. A higher energy. Let yourself open to the higher realms beyond the earth plane. You might imagine all the cells in your right brain, your receiving mind, really affecting perfectly the higher planes of a reality, much like mirrors. You might picture the higher energy flowing from your right brain into your left brain, your conscious mind, with perfect precision and clarity. Observe your mind as if it were a clear mountain lake reflecting the higher realms. Spend a few minutes absorbing the higher vibration. Go as high as you can with your mind, even going higher beyond the mind into pure light. You may feel a sense of love and compassion that is greater than usual. Let yourself feel centered, balanced, loving, and open. Experience with coming in and out of this space. Notice how your body follow the change. Note how you can influence the feeling directly, spontaneously with your thoughts. When you have explored some of what is possible from this space, come back into room, feeling present and alert. Practice being this channeling space. In varying circumstances and places, learn to identify those times during the day when you might be in a spontaneous channeling space, concentrating on the solution to a problem, pouring out love to someone, perhaps helping them with advice, painting, drawing, teaching, and so on. Do not let any particular posture or set of circumstances become a ritual or necessity. Learn to establish a guling or channeling state under all kinds of circumstances. First meeting with your guide. Get into a comfortable position with your back erect. Once again, examine your body position, starting from your feet. Notice the placement of your hands, back, and legs. Become aware of your breathing. Close your eyes and begin to take a few deep breaths. Channeling state you have practiced. Imagine going higher and higher, transcending ordinary reality and entering into a higher dimension of love, light, and joy. Imagine being bathed in light. Feel the space about you full of beautiful, soft, white light. Imagine that many beings of light are coming closer to join you. Feel their love and caring for you. Open your heart to realize it is no coincidence that you are making this connection. Reflect on the whole chain of events that lead you to this moment, the chance meeting, the books, and the changes that have already been occurring in your life. Your guide and all the guides are aware of you and are holding a special welcome for you as you join more closely with them. Imagine that there is a doorway in front of you. On the door, on the other side of the doorway, is a world of light, of higher vibration and of accelerated growth for you. Go inward into your heart and ask yourself if you are ready to make a larger commitment to yourself and to your path of service. When you are ready, walk through this doorway. If you are not ready now, it will be all right if you close the walk through the door, even weeks, months, or later. Feel the light pouring upon you, healing and cleansing you. Accept this new level of light into your life. Be aware that this is a very real doorway and that your life will begin to change in a positive way after you walk through it. There is a plan for humanity evolution that may high beings are broadcasting. Sit silently and imagine you are tuning in this broadcast. Pretend your energies are aligning with this plan, so that as your path unfolds, everything you do will be in accordance with the greater plan. Set your intention to be a channel for light in whatever way you choose to pursue your growth and in whatever work you'll be doing with your guides. Continue to adjust your posture as you go higher and higher. Ask for the guide, highest guide and teacher who is aligned with you to come forward. Imagine that your guide, a special guide, is coming forward. Sense this guide. Feel his or her love for you. Be open to receive. Feel your heart welcoming this guide. Feel the response, belief that is really happening. Your imagination is the closest ability you have to channeling, and it is the easiest connection your guide has to you at first. What does your guide look or feel like? Let impression come in. Do not censor or judge the sensations. Imagine picture or informations you are getting. Become familiar with this high feeling of your guide. Greet your guide into your mind. Ask your guide if he or she is from the light. Affirm that you are asking for the highest possible guide who is here to work with you, to bring you your higher good and assist you with your spiritual path. You may want to carry on a conversation with this guide until you feel comfortable about allowing the guide to come closer. If you do not feel good about this guide, ask him or her to leave. Do not play around with a guide you do not feel good about, or wonder if it's just in your imagination that something does not feel quite right. But instead ask again for a high healing master teacher to come to you. When you feel good about a guide, go to the next step. Ask your guide to begin doing all that he or she can do to open the channel. Now that you are committed and ready to verbally channel, Ask your guide to send a mental message if there is anything further that you need to do. Prepare to verbally channel. When you feel complete with this step, thank all the beings of light and feel their appreciation for you. Thank your guide and ask him or her to help you get ready to verbally channel. Say goodbye and return slowly and easily to your normal reality. You have now made the connection with the guide. You will verbally channel. Channeling, verbally channeling your guides. If you wish prior to this, put on some special music that will assist you. Now find a comfortable erect sitting position. Close your eyes. Find a comfortable position and enter into your channeling state. Breathe deeply and slowly into your upper chest. You might imagine a golden light coming into a place in the back of your head and upper neck to activate the connection. If you want, surround yourself with the image of a bubble of white light. Now imagine energy and light flowing into your throat and vocal cords. Open these areas to the high light energy of your guide. One way to open this area is to say the word Om with each exhale. Relax in even more and repeat the sound Om for several minutes. Inhaling, exhaling, let the sound and vibration lift you. Believe that you can make this connection with ease. Adjust your energy so that you feel yourself connecting with the higher realms of light and love. Imagine that you are again going upward, expanding your being, and that the guides are once again creating a doorway for you to walk through. Call to you the same guide you met earlier. Greet him or her again. You may want to talk to this guide in your mind once more. Make sure this guide feels high, loving, and wise to you. When you feel confident and ready, proceed to let your guide come into your aura and energy more closely. Imagine that you are inviting your guide more fully into your energy systems. Picture your guide is gently surrounding your aura and softly and lovingly coming closer to you. Feel the presence of your guide growing stronger. Keep opening to this connection. Ask your guide to assist you. You may want to continue to make the slightest changes in your posture, in your head and neck position to intensify the connection and keep the energy in the back of your head and neck open. Imagine that your guide is joining with you so that you are sitting in his or her light. But also know that your personal energy is inviolate. Imagine your sense of self was strong and your feeling of self intact. Let your guide surround you with his or her immense light and love. Your guide's vibration is very light, loving, and wise, and you will most probably feel a loving presence overshadowing you. Your guide may feel as if he or she is amplifying the best in you. There should be a sense of well-being. Continue to open only if the guide feels high and affirm he or she is from the light. If there is a sense of heaviness, resistance, or negativity, do not continue to bring in this guide. Ask for a higher guide and demand that this guide leave, which they always must do. Notice your emotions. There is often a sense of compassion as we going with you, for we are being of love. You may feel a sense of calmness and tranquility. We know it takes great practice and time to strengthen the connections. You may call upon our energy. Your guide to help you with your opening. We applaud you for your willingness to make this initial link. Allow the connection to grow even stronger. If you mind this saying, I wonder if it's just me, or asking, I really connected with the guide. Let that thought go. And for now, believe that you have indeed connected with a high-level guide, even if you cannot sense or prove the reality of it. Ask your guide for a name or a sound by which you may know him or her. Give yourself plenty of time. If you do not receive a name, ask for the first letter or sound. You may find you or your guide changing the name over the next several weeks. Some people find that there is more than one guide present. They may get several names. If you get a name, move on the next step. It is alright though if you do not get a name at first. Or not all guides choose to take names. If you are not getting a name after a short while, move on to the next step. Start channeling by asking your guide question. If you are having difficulty receiving answer to the questions of universal nature, ask guide questions of personal concern. If you do not get specific answers, see if you are getting pictures, symbols, then speak about this or whatever you are able to see or sense. If you are not receiving answer to the question and do not get any image, ask your guide to further open and strengthen the connection. Then, to get your verbal connection started, describe any physical sensation or whatever you are feeling aloud. If you find it difficult to speak directly, as if you are the guide, relay the message second hand, such as my guide says, just to start. If you feel any discomfort, ask your guide to help you open the area in pain. After you and your guide have established the ability to answer questions, continue to answer questions for as long as you feel comfortable. When you and your guide is finished, before you close, sit quietly, enjoying your guide's energy. No talking is necessary. Find the harmony that these states brings. When you are ready, ask your guides to strengthen the connection so that you will be even easier to connect the next time you journal. After you have finished, thank your guide and feel his or her gratitude for you. Stop journaling, stretch your body, move around, open your eyes, and bring yourself to full alert and aware consciousness. What questions to ask the guide? Question of universal nature. First question: is it possible to live with real joy? What is the real joy? How might people distinguish true joy from the illusion of joy? Is there a difference between the joy of higher self and the joy of the personality? Is it possible to have both? Second question: is the higher self different from the self that people know? How might people reach their higher selves? Is it the same for each person? What does the higher self feel like? Question number three: what is the function of the will? Can it be directed without force? How might one direct it in the other way to get what one wants? How can your will serve you? Fourth question: how might people bring more light into their lives? Fifth question: does everyone have a life purpose? What are some of these reasons people choose to be born? What kind of things are people working on the earth lifetime? Sixth question: is this truly an abundant and friendly universe? Question number seven: is this possible for people's thoughts or emotions to affect the people around them? How might people recognize that the thoughts and emotions of others have affected them, and what might they do about it? Question number eight: does every relationship have a purpose? Is everything you see in another person a reflection of what you are working on in yourself? Is true that by changing yourself you can change the relationship? Questions number nine: is the future preordained? Is there free will? What do people gain by having free will? How might people create the future they want? Question number 10: does the earth itself have a consciousness or life force? What its nature? What does the earth want right now? Is she sending out any messages? Question 11: what can be done now by an individual to contribute to world peace? What can be done by an individual to contribute to the conservation of nature? Question number 12: what is the purpose of learning to channel? How will it serve humanity and me? Question number 13: make a list of your own questions that you want to answer. Journaling. Questions of personal concern. First question: what is my life purpose right now? What are my lessons right now? How can I create more abundance in my life? What I am learning in my relationship with? How might I improve my channeling? How can I best express my creativity? How can I achieve more inner peace? Now you can think of any question you like your guide to answer and ask him. the process, turning into another person. This will help you to channel for another person. Begin to breathe deeply in a way that relaxes your body. You might want to imagine white light around yourself. Ask that the highest possible healing take place, or ask that the most light possible be brought in between the two of you. Close your eyes, go into a channeling state and call in your guide. Take all the time you need. Feel compassion. Your guide has for the other person. When you are ready, your guide may want to greet the other person. Let yourself express your guide's personality through your voice, mannerism, or gesture. Your guide might develop a standard greeting. Most guides have ways of identifying that they are present. Have your guide ask your friend or the person of their questions, particularly in the beginning stage of learning to channel. It is best to have the people you are giving a reading to start with questions such as, "What am I learning from this person or this situation?" Or, "How may I grow spiritually and bring more light into my life?" Guides usually feel free to ask people to elaborate on their questions or ask for more background information. If it feels comfortable to you, allow your guide to interact with people, for this also helps the questioner get clear on what it is they wish to know. Let the answer flow from your guide. Do not expect all the information you receive to be stunning and unusual. While you are sitting in this higher light, the most useful and often profound information seems obvious. You draw to you those people who are ready for what you have to say. Let the guide choose what to focus on and what to tell this person. The information may have no meaning to you. Trust that your guide will know the perfect things to say, because he or she is aware of the larger picture of that person's life. Proceed to the next question. Some channels find that their guides prefer the other person to ask all the questions at the beginning of the channeling. Some guides prefer to have dialogues. Pick whatever way is best for you and your guide. Channeling states may vary depending on who you are tuning into and what information you are seeking. You may even find subtle change in your channeling every time you channel for the same person. You may discover that some people are much easier to channel for than others are. You may want to channel for just a short period at first, but build up to longer periods. If you become tired, feel the connection growing weaker, or feel that you have answered as many questions as you want, finish the reading. Many guides have standard closing line. You may want to develop one with your guide. journaling, looking into probable future for yourself. Get into a journaling space and connect with your guide. Tell your guide you want his or her assistance in knowing more about your future. Ask for your guide insights, guidance, and clarity about your future and what you might do to create your highest possible future. Imagine that it is now 1 week from today. Let your guide hold the light and amplify your ability to look into the future. In your mind, look at the calendar and mentally mark the date. Let all of your feelings and thoughts come through. What issues are on your mind? What new things are you planning or doing? Spend some time letting the image come to you with your guide assisting you. Ask your guide to show you or channel through you anything that is important for you to know about this future period. Record the guidance you receive on your audio if you choose. Then dissolve this image. Going to repeat this process. Now imagine it is 1 month from today. Again, look at the calendar in your mind and mark the date. Let the feelings, images, and thoughts that are associated with it come into your consciousness. What are you doing, thinking, or planning? Channel on whatever your guide wants to show you about this future time. Notice the difference between yourself in the present and what you would be in your most desirable future. Record your impressions now. Dissolve this image. Imagine it is 3 months from today. Look at the calendar and mark the date. Notice what you are thinking of doing and how you are feeling in 3 months from today. Follow the process you used in step 2 and 3 to bring through emotions, information about this future time. Add any questions or thoughts of your own that you want to ask your guide about as well. Follow the same steps, looking at 6 months from today, then as appropriate to the future time that you have chosen, go 9 months, then 1 year or more from today. Imagine you are looking back at your present self and that your future self, aided by your guide's insight, is giving advice to your present self. Look at any issues in your life and give yourself advice from this higher, wiser, and more all-knowing perspective. In light of the feelings and images from this point in the future, you may want to ask your guide some direct questions, some suggestions. What choice and decision can I make right now in my life that will put me on the highest path? What actions, thoughts, and behavior will be appropriate today, in the next week, in the next month, to best follow my path of light? When you are finished, thank your guide and finish. Channeling, giving yourself a reading. Go into a channeling state and connect with your guide. Turn your record on. Ask your questions and record the answers. Let the image informations flow. Whatever it seems obvious or unexpected, questions you might want to ask your guide. What is the single most important thing for me to focus on the next 6 months that represents my higher purpose? What is the second most important thing? Consider a situation in your current life. Ask your guide, what am I learning from this situation? How is it serving my spiritual evolution? How may I become a better channel? What things can I do physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually to connect more closely with you and with my soul? When you are ready, thank your guide and come back fully awake and alert. Protection. Visualize a bright light surrounding you and repeat, my body and energy is protected through the power of love of God or Source, Divine Love, the Universe. This light is my barrier of protection that does not allow to depleting of my energy field by others. I do not process other people's energy with my body. I access the infinite wellspring of grace and offer healing through divine sovereignty. My body is strong, protected, and available to assist in ways that supports me and the greater flow of life. I am an instrument of empowering love. You can continue visualizing light around you and say something shorter. Clearing your energy field. You can repeat and visualize, I release all energies within my field that are not mine. I return them to the universal greater good as lesson learned and available for all the access. I forgive any transgression from me or to me as empowerment and compassion, both strengthening and understood. I am a reflection of divine light. Life interacts with me easily and is transformed into its high potential through the grace of love. You can also use a shortened version like, I release all that is not mine. Before channeling, open your mind to your heart and trust your higher self. These affirmations. I recognize love, and God's purest love is all that is allowed to flow through me. I understand with a depth that is beyond words, yet conscious understanding surfaces as appropriate. Life is is healing me in ways that are so magnificent that I am open to the perfect timing, the perfect path, and the perfect synchronicities. I have the wisdom of how and when to share something so sacred for the greatest benefit of all. Prepare to channel light language. Set the intention for love to flow through you in the form of light language and observe what transpires. Now observe what transpires. Do you feel the desire to sing, move your hands or speak? Just let it flow. The realm of the elements will help you. Enjoy your discovery and openness as you flow the language of light with joy. Enjoy your unique journey of opening to light language. Relax into it. Trust and honor your path. Remember, light language is a transmission of energy, not just a flow of words coming out of the mouth. Set your intention aloud. I am open to speaking or singing light language. The light language that comes through me is the purity of love manifest. See what you notice. Sit quietly. Put a hand or both on the heart. In the sky. Open your heart to receive. If you do not sense any words coming, repeat slowly. Eshach, Echmach, Echtach. This is a Lyran Pleiadian prayer, and it means I receive you all, I love you eternally all, I continue your love forward. Is a profound opener of the heart. Again, you can put your hand on your heart. Open your palms and observe how your physical body emotion fills you. Poignantly say these words. You can practice with your eyes open and closed. Notice any sensation you feel as you transmit the light language. Can even start notice if you sense galactic energies, elemental energy, angelic energies. As you practice speaking and singing words, I recommend that you put your hand on your heart or turn your palms up. Now take a step further without worrying about which hand is supposed to do what. Put one hand palm up and one hand palm forward. Do not stop to think about it, just do it. One up, one out. If you have previously learned that one hand gives energy and one hand receives energy, note that this does not apply to singing light language. The light language transmits based on the energy flow that is necessary for the intent. You may have a dominant hand that signs or writes light language in the air, and you will be eventually able to use both. Practice. The reason I'm guiding you to put one hand palm up and one hand out is to offer energetic support for the flow of energy. Now that you have one hand up and one hand palm out, allow your hands to be gently moved by the energy flowing through them. Notice any sensation you feel in your hands. Begin to move your hands slowly and gently. Don't worry about doing it correctly or not. You are opening to the movement of the energy flow. Keep moving your hands or hand gently, slowly, until you feel an impulse that feels ever so slightly, as if your hand is wanting to move in a certain way. You are learning to let the energy control the moving of your hands. Remember that light language can be spoken, sung, signed, and written. See how and what you channel. Written light language. Your channel opens when you put pen to paper. Allow yourself to write or draw as you sense what you are feeling. The merry act of intending and doing begins to release blocks to your channel and improves your ability to access light language over time. First way to practice reading light language to begin doodling on a page as you move the pen with no agenda except the intention to channel light language. You are opening your channel. Some light language look more symbolic, while other forms look more unrecognizable letters. Writing light language is a quiet and personal experience. A second way is to perhaps write a transmission about your home being a peaceful environment that supports loving relationships. Watch the energy change as your light language works to shift the vibration around you. Grounding practice meditation. Sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Relax. Breathe slowly in and out. On each inhale, imagine that your feet are like suction cups pulling energy up from the earth. On each exhale, relax. With each inhale, imagine your feet pulling energy up from the earth through the floor into your legs. Feel the energy moving up within your body with each in-breath until it reaches the top of your head. Release it out of the top of your head, your crown chakra. Imagine the energy flowing out like a waterfall. Inhaling and exhaling, you are centered and aware. Grounding connects you to your heart and mind. Feel your heart. Begin by slowing your breath. Close your eyes if it is comfortable for you to do so. Bring your attention to your feet. When you feel relaxed, continue to breathe slowly and focus your attention on your heart space. Try to feel your feet at the same time you feel your heart space. Feel the expansion of your heart space with every breath and anchor this expansion down to your feet by bringing your awareness to both of these locations simultaneously. Once you can feel your heart, you can ask questions and know the answer intuitively. You have the answer in a variety of ways: knowing, sensing, feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling. Remain patient. Allow the answer to come to you in divine timing. Continue relaxing, inhaling and exhaling. Letting go meditation. Adopt a comfortable position, sitting, standing or lying down. Your eyes may be open or closed. Inhale deeply while you hold your breath. Tighten all of your muscles in your body and hold for 3 to 5 seconds. Relax and exhale out of your mouth. Feel the tension melting out of your body. Again, tighten your muscles for 3 to 5 seconds, and when you exhale out of your mouth and relax, imagine and feel the tension going down into the earth. Take a couple of deep breaths. Try to relax your entire body on the inhale. As you exhale out of your mouth, relax and melt into the earth. Allow any tension to dissolve into the ground. With every exhale, thoughts, muscle tension, excess energy, lack of energy, let it all go. And just let go. And allow the thought or upset to melt, release or sink into the earth as you exhale through your mouth. Release all expectation. Start your meditation by sitting quietly. Breathe deeply in
in and out from your nose. The ego can relax and let go of all concern, all control, all restriction. The ego has a much easier job to do than what it has taken on. Now the ego can relax. There is nothing for it to do but follow the simple loving guidance and direction from the higher self in accordance with my love. Repeat this affirmation. My ego doesn't need any responsibility other than to flow my heart's direction. It will naturally and easily take care of my basic needs. Again, relax. Continue breathing in and out. Feel that love is abundant, natural, and infinite. Love lacks nothing, is inclusive of all, and functions from the highest integrity. Now repeat this affirmation. I am safe, for I am love. Love is honoring. Love is respect. Love is acceptance. Love is knowing thee self. Love is loving thee self. Love is letting go of all attachment. I am light. Nothing weighs me down like a butterfly. Love, be like a butterfly. Meditation to relax the mind. Just relax, breathe in and out. Breathe deeply and slowly, let your mind soften and let your heart speak with every breath. Focus on your heart center, heart space, and you relax your mind. Concentrate on your breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. Your mind is clear, relaxed. Don't try to figure anything out. The only thing that you need right now is to relax. Relax your mind. Just to clear myself, including all of my physical energetic bodies, of the past relationship with, fill the gap, name as many people as you wish, with any other beings with whom I have little or no connection, conscious or otherwise, with full honor and integrity. I choose to allow myself and fill the gap. A fresh start in this relationship, I choose to do my part and support, fill the gap to the best of my ability, and to follow the directives of my love and higher self. I choose to embrace this process with my love and higher self, feeling and embodying the lightness, newness, and joy of this process. I ask for continued clarity, grace, and guidance in my pursuit of self-love and self-acceptance as I fulfill my personal mission in this life. I choose to release all of my personal agendas and my participation in all other personal agendas, known and unknown, in my highest good and the highest good for all. I choose for all these decorations to be fulfilled and carried out in accordance with the love that I am for my higher self, in my highest good, and for the highest good of all. And so it is. Affirmations for the twin flame. Sublime eternal child who knows how to look after myself and connect to God, source energy, through the love which runs through me always. This child knows to navigate the third world in all of the world's dimensions and eons in all of the space-time. I am curious, innocent, and open to the wonders of the universe. I choose to be fully present in relationship with myself and others. I choose to release all fear of hurt or rejection, knowing that love will direct and be my guide to happiness and joy. It is my goal and mission to learn how to play like the eternal child. It is my goal and mission to do my light work for myself and for the collective. It is my goal and mission to remember and to be the love that I am. How I do this doesn't matter, but I must remember to stay focused and free of entanglements and traps. Small breaks are okay, working with others is okay, asking for help is okay. Playing and working with energy often is the key. This is my purpose as a light worker, and the universe will provide abundantly so that all my needs are supported fully and completely. I choose to release all the fears around relationship and choose to know deep within my being that every outcome should be in accordance with my love. I choose to serve energy and not take on any energy which are not for me in my highest good. I choose to release fully and completely any non-essential entanglements and attachments in my life in accordance with the love that I am. Affirmation for positive energy space. Say these affirmations. I have chosen to upgrade to a positive energy space as I have released all negative energy space within me and all around me. I feel good and I'm grateful. I choose to release attachments. I choose to free myself on all levels from that which no longer serves me. I'm ready, willing, and able to release all that no longer serves me in my highest good. I choose to release all that keeps me from being, expressing, and embodying fully and completely the the love that I am. I choose to release all emotions which prevents me from the truth. I choose to release all programs and beliefs which keep me from the truth. I choose to transmute and release all negative energy space within me and around me. I choose to integrate my authentic self more fully and completely. I live my life from the wisdom of my heart and soul mind. I choose to let go and release illusions and confusions. I choose to trust my brothers and sisters who are one with me. I choose to bring forth my infinite love. I choose to be okay. I choose to heal my liver. I choose to heal my entire digestive system. I choose to relieve all sickness that it is an illusion. I choose to release misidentity of the brain and the body. Cleanses and purifies. My body finds it easy to release toxins and energy which are in my health good to release. My body performs natural function effortlessly. My body feels confident in performing all natural function with ease. My body is strong and capable. Now breathe deeply and ground yourself as you say this aloud. I am seeing and feeling the importance of going with the flow. I see and feel why it isn't best to make too many arrangements. I see the importance of being alone with myself. I honor the importance of having the time and space to check inward, to be with myself. And I know that working in the relationship with myself is the most important thing. Everything else in my life will fall into place in divine loving flow. I feel excited about getting to know myself more deeply.